אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yes, certainly at first glance, the cartoon by David Rowe last Saturday portrayed Josh Frydenberg, the treasurer, holding a dollar sign. He was pictured, he's drawn with a hook nose, and he was also drawn wearing what appeared to be a kippah. So kind of the trifecta there. He claimed on Twitter, though, on the same day, that Frydenberg's character in the cartoon was wearing a sailor's cap, as per the E. Phillips Fox painting called Landing of Captain Cook at Botany Bay.
Rubbish. It looks so much like a kippah. You wouldn't even think it's a sailor's cap.
That's right. He further explained that Frydenberg's character was carrying a dollar harpoon because he's the treasurer, and for the nose, it's because it was just a very quick sketch, he said.
Very quick sketch.
He says, apologies if you thought I was suggesting something else. On social media, he was blasted by many people who said, among other things, it was anything but a quick sketch, and they described it as a disgusting, disrespectful, and out-of-touch-with-reality cartoon.
No, it was so anti-Semitic. It was typical. Came out of the 18th century cartoons. And I'm just, like, appalled that, that the Financial Review actually allowed that something like that to be printed.
Yes, that's right. They did issue a statement of apology in the following few days, both Rowe and his newspaper, for unintended hurt and offence caused. And later they amended the cartoon, deleting certain elements. But that still wasn't enough for several people, including Tim Southmussene, who was the Race Discrimination Commissioner until recently. And he described it as a peculiar apology. Said, unfortunately, all too often, outlets double down when confronted with criticisms about racist stereotyping and tropes. And when it comes to racism, it's as much about the impact as it is about the intention.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Shane, there was a scientific breakthrough at the Technion. What is it all about?
That's right. It was the breakthrough came in an Australian-funded laboratory in Israel, and it's seen the development of a microscope that can actually record the flow of light, with scientists being able to predict that it could be used, among other key advances, to sharpen the resolution of screens on mobile phones, TVs, and other devices. It was made at the Technion in Israel, and the discovery with Robert and Ruth Magid, Electricon Beam Quantum Dynamics Laboratory. It was announced by Professor Ido Kaminer and his team. Amazing things they come up with every day in Israel.
It is amazing. And back to Australia, we celebrated the Queen's birthday last weekend. There is a very nice honours list and many Jews are included.
That's right. We've had to actually dedicate 8 pages to this, which is wonderful news, because 30 members of the Australian Jewish community were honoured. To give listeners a bit of an idea, Jews only make up 0.4% of Australia's population, and here we have 3% of all the honorees being Jewish. We had one AC, which is the highest level, the Companion of the Order of Australia, and that was awarded to Naomi Milgram. We've had 2 AOs, Officer of Australia, which is the second highest ranking, and those were awarded to Simon Mordant and Professor George Werther. We have 12 AMs, members of the Order of Australia, and 15 OAMs, recipients of the Medal of the Order of Australia.
Can you tell us, for example, about Naomi Milgram?
Oh, she's done so many things. It's astonishing, really. She was recognized for service through philanthropic leadership and support for the promotion of the arts, architecture, design excellence and cultural exchange, and to the business sector. She's the group CEO and executive chair of retail businesses Suzanne Sports Girl and Suzanne Gray since 2003. She's the founder of the Naomi Milgram Foundation, MP Pavilion Project, the annual Living Cities Forum, and she's director of the Menzies Foundation. She also donates to half a dozen major organisations, including Melbourne Zoo and Monash University, and she's the former chair and director of the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art. And that's only what was on this sheet. She probably does more than that as well.
And there is another one with an AO, Professor George Werther.
Yes, he's been recognised for distinguished service to medicine and pediatric endocrinology and research and to professional medical organisations. He's described his career as an amazing medical journey of love and fulfilment. He's devoted almost four decades to managing children with hormonal disorders at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital and leading the hospital's department for 16 of those years. He also believes the accolade is recognition of the many generous supporters of his work, especially via the Centre for Hormone Research, which he established within the Murdoch Children's Research Institute.
So, Mazel Tov, congratulations to all the recipients, and in particular the Jewish recipients of the medals, the Order of Australia, the AO, AM, all the different categories. And I know the Jews come from all over Australia, from Victoria, from New South Wales. I know Professor Jeffrey Lippman from Queensland. There is somebody else from Western Australia. And that's a very big honour to the Jewish community of Australia.
And I should actually quickly say there's a 90-year-old lady called Ekaterina Danova, who's actually a veteran presenter and journalist on the SBS Russian program since 1996, and she received an OAM.
And this is very timely because SBS is celebrating this week 45 years. It was established 45 years ago with few languages, and Hebrew, English and Yiddish for the Jewish community actually joined in 1976, so it's a big celebration. And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Peter Weiss, known as godfather of Australian fashion, passed away aged 84.
Yeah, that's sad news. He actually launched his first clothing line way back in 1975 and went on to run a chain of more than 40 stores and also make corporate uniforms for clients including Ansett Airlines, Westpac and Medibank Private. He also in 2018 announced a donation of $1 million to both the Sydney Opera House and Art Gallery of New South Wales. And the University of Sydney Vice Chancellor Michael Spence said of his work, typical of his decades of generosity as a philanthropist to many organisations, was the decision last year to contribute $4 million to Sydney University for critical research into chronic lung disease. And he was diagnosed with that several years earlier. So his gift has the potential to live on, to improve the health of countless people as an impressive part of his legacy.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.